Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Major League Baseball would be wise not to ignore my warning. The talented Jason Stark writes a piece where that we're heading towards labor unrest between the Major League Baseball Players Association and baseball management. And that by the end of 2021, Major League Baseball could see a work stoppage again because the players believe that last year there was some sort of collusion to keep players from making money in free agency. I would love to get Tony Clark from the Major League Baseball Players Association on for an interview. And Anthony, if you could ever in your life make that happen, there is a bonus in for you. Because this may be the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. That the Major League Baseball Players Association believes that there is collusion involving last year's free agency class in baseball, which, by the way, last year's free agency class in Major League Baseball was like if the class of dunces graduated from your local high school and nobody wanted to celebrate them. The valedictorian had a 2.8 GPA, and that was the best of the lot. You had a bunch of misfits and odd-fitting toys. This is the danger when the majority of your pool of representatives are high school educated. And I'm not being an education bigot, but I've been around this business for a long time, and I could tell you there is a big difference between the majority of college educated athletes versus high school educated athletes. Having conversations with them, the depth of conversation. You talk to baseball players that are high school educated, talk to baseball players that are college educated, and it is usually a completely different level of conversation. Again, not everybody, but overall. And I guess baseball players just believe, well, I hit free agency, I should have 5 or 6 teams banging down their doors to sign me for big money. I heard the name Mike Moustakas, who, by the way, is a nice player. Nice player. I heard his name being used as he was the sample point of, wow, yeah, this proves it. People were colluding. Here's your stupid thing on collusion. Are you telling me that the baseball owners get together and say, okay, guys, there is a really great player out there, and we are all going to agree. Nobody's going to sign him, okay? We're all agreeing for that. Do you not realize how competitive these owners are? These owners want to kill each other. They want to beat each other. They want to stroll into the owners' meetings with a ring on their finger. You don't think they want to beat each other on a daily basis? You don't think hyper-competitive alpha male billionaires, you don't think they want to beat each other on a daily basis? You actually believe Major League Baseball owners are getting together and saying, guys, I know that Mike Moustakas could really help your team. It might help you win the division, but we need you not to sign him. And we're all going to agree here, right? And by the way, we are not going to document this in any way. No one will write about it. No one will have an email about it. No one will have a recorded phone call or voicemail message about it. We're going to keep this totally secret. Oh, and by the way, nobody in this room is ever going to talk about it. We're going to keep this totally secret. And I know that he can help you win a division, but you can't sign him. Don't offer him big money. You can't be, baseball fans can't be this stupid. And the Players Association can't be this stupid either. But it sure sounds like it. Sure sounds like it. How about giving me Mike Trout in free agency? How about giving me Bryce Harper in free agency? How about giving me top talents of the game? If your point of reference for a collusion case is Mike Moustakas, I'll argue against you in a court of law any day. Better yet, I'll just argue against you in a court of public opinion. If anybody believes these owners are colluding together, you're crazy. They want to beat each other with venom. Many of the owners don't like each other. They can't stand each other. They're so desperate to beat the other. And if Major League Baseball thinks they could survive a work stoppage, again, 56 years old, check the TV data yourself. I've told you before, 56 years old. That is the average age of someone watching postseason baseball on television the last 2 years. Postseason Major League Baseball, their average viewer is mid-50s. If they think they can survive a strike, they're idiots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.